California has been trying for years to promote and develop clean, renewable energy. But in the past few months, new green power plants have been sitting idle with no place to sell their electricity. As Deborah Baer reports, state power officials are still trying to sort out the contracts and the cash after last year's energy crisis.
At the Olinda landfill at the mouth of Carbon Canyon in Orange County, the Ridgewood Power Company is making electricity out of methane gas produced by rotting garbage.
The black pipe right there is the collection system coming from the landfill.
Ridgewood plant manager Carl Darrington.
This is the gas process that's actually taking the gas, cleaning it up the best that they can. And then that clean gas is then piped over into the building, into the engine room. Each engine is then turning that methane gas into electricity.
Ridgewood's electricity powers about 10,000 homes, and it wants to power 5,000 more. During the California energy crisis, when the state was scrambling to get new power plants online, Ridgewood decided to invest millions to build a new 2.5-megawatt plant. The government permits were expedited, and it was built in record time.
And lo and behold, no place to sell the power.
Martin Quinn is executive vice president of Ridgewood Power. His new plant sat idle for 3.5 months because he couldn't get a contract. He went to the State Department of Water Resources, which, during the crisis, started buying energy on behalf of the cash-strapped utilities.
They basically said, well, we spent $43 billion buying electricity on behalf of the state, and we don't have any more money to buy your power.
That $43 billion is what the state committed to long-term contracts with major energy suppliers to keep the lights on. Only 2% of those went to wind, solar, biomass, and other green suppliers. The rest went to producers using natural gas and other fossil fuels. Oscar Hidalgo is a spokesman for the California Department of Water Resources.
At the time, the renewable generators that we were dealing with were either a little overpriced for us or a lot overpriced for us, or they couldn't deliver power in the time frame that we wanted for a long-term contract.
Price and reliability are problems that have plagued the green energy industry from the beginning. Nonetheless, renewables have long been a staple in California's energy portfolio. 12% of the electricity here is green. That hasn't changed. It's the new projects that are on hold, like Ridgewood's new landfill plant. As it sat idle, the company went on a crusade, telling its story to the media, writing letters to lawmakers and Governor Gray Davis, saying the state encouraged it to build, then pulled the plug. Late last week, the crusade paid off. Ridgewood sealed a 90-day contract with the state. Again, Vice President Martin Quinn.
I asked the people that we talked to, what got you moving here? And they said we were the squeaky wheel.
But other green power producers are still waiting. Nancy Rader with the California Wind Energy Association says there are nearly 2,000 megawatts of new wind power projects on hold.
We were shut out of the deal when the deals were being made. Now, unless those contracts were renegotiated, there's very little room in the market for the next 10 years for renewable energy.
But according to California's new power czar, David Freeman, room will be made. The state is in the process of renegotiating those long-term contracts to free up financing.
A year ago, we were suffering blackouts, and you know, we had to send the fire department in to put out the fire. Now we're trying to clean up the mess that was created in putting out the fire.
Freeman says Governor Gray Davis hasn't turned his back on green power. In fact, he wants to increase renewable purchases to 20% by 2010.
We have been through energy hell, and we're coming out into the promised land.
But renegotiating those contracts will take months, not days. Until then, more than 2,500 megawatts of new green power projects will have to wait. So for now, Freeman's preaching patience to an increasingly frustrated industry. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer in Orange County.